Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa Nabi Musa radhiyallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam inna mathala ma ba'athani Allah bihi min al-huda wal-'ilm kamathali ghaythin asaba ardan fakanat minha ta'ifatun tayyibah qabilat al-ma' fa'anbatat al-kala'a wal-'ushba al-kathir wa kana minha ajadib amsakat al-ma' fanafa'a Allah biha an-nas fashribu minha wasaqu wa zar'u أصاب طائفة منها أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلا فذلك مثل من فقه في دين الله ونفعه بما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به متفق عليه. Continuing the chapter on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhering to the sunnah, in this hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the example of what Allah Ta'ala has sent me with, that is regarding guidance and knowledge. Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into this dunya with hidayat, with guidance and ilm, knowledge. So Rasulullah sallallahu is giving the parable, the example of him being sent by Allah with this hidayat, guidance for mankind, and knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to spread through mankind. So the example is given of is like rain, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ, a rain that fell, أَصَابَ أَرْضًا, that came onto land. فَكَانَتْ مِنْهَا طَائِفَةٌ طَيِّبَةٌ. Now from this huge land, plot of land, there was one section that was very fertile, it was lush, the soil was very good, طَيِّبَةٌ. قَبِلَةِ الْمَاءِ, it absorbed this water. It took into itself, into the soil, the water, the rain. فَأَنْبَتَتِ الْكَلَأَ وَالْعُشْبَ الْكَثِيرِ, and it grew abundant trees and greenery, grass, there were crops that grew. Then وَكَانَ مِنْهَا أَجَادِبُ, one section of this land was hard, it was barren, it was very hard, very rocky. أَمْسَكَتِ الْمَاءِ, it accepted the water. فَنَفَعَ اللَّهُ بِهَا النَّاسَ وَشَرِبُ مِنْهَا. So this plot of land, when the rain fell, then it was very, very hard, but it didn't absorb the rain into the soil because the soil was not soft, it was hard, but it kept the water so that people came and they drank from it and they benefited from it and they began to use the water for irrigation purposes. So unlike the first one absorbed the water itself, and then it grew the crops and benefited the people. The second one, it could not take in the water, but it maintained the water, so people came and they drank from it and they used it. And then there was a third portion of this land, وَأَصَابَ طَائِفَ مِنْهَا أُخْرَى إِنَّمَا هِيَ قِيعَانَ, which was also very, it was barren. It did not accept any water whatsoever, nor did it grow any crops. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now gives this example. He said, Allah ta'ala sent me with hidayat, with knowledge, and with ilm. And there were three pieces of land that were described in this hadith after rain fell. So Allah ta'ala gave Rasulullah this hidayat and knowledge that is likened to the rain. Now as far as benefiting from this, there are three types of people. The one group are those people who absorb this knowledge within their own bosoms, in their own lives. They learn, they take into this, and they practice it themselves, and they pass it on to others. This is the first portion of the land that we describe. The second one are those who themselves don't practice, but they study, they have the knowledge, and they're able to share this knowledge with many people, and people benefit from them. And then the third group are those who don't learn the knowledge, they don't learn the sunnah, they don't practice the sunnah, they don't even benefit any other person with the sunnah and knowledge of deen. So Rasulullah says, فَذَلِكَ مَنْ فَقُهَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. The first two groups, the first two portion of land, even though the second one did not absorb the knowledge itself and bring it into itself, the person did not bring himself practice upon the knowledge completely, but people benefited from him. There were many shortcomings in his life. The first person practiced on the knowledge and he passed it on to others. So this is the best group. But Rasulullah said both these. فَذَلِكَ refers to the first two portions where a person عَلِمَ وَعَلَّمَ. He learned knowledge and he taught it to others. Rasulullah says, فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ فَقُوهَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ وَنَفَعَهُ. He benefited others بِمَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْبِهِ. So that is the knowledge that Allah Ta'ala gave Rasulullah SAW. The sunnah Allah gave Rasulullah SAW, his way of life. This was taught to others. So this is the first two portions of the land. They learned ilm-e-deen. They learned the nur of nubuwat, hidayat. They absorbed, they got the guidance from Quran and sunnah. And they passed it on to others. So fa'alima, he learns and he passes it on to others. What? The sunnah, the way of life of Rasulullah, hidayat. The, how Allah Ta'ala wants us to carry out and conduct our lives. وَمَثَلُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَأْسًا. And the last one, or the third one, was where the land did not accept any water. It did not even retain the water. It just let the water flow and it passed away, or it became dry, and nobody benefited, not the person, nor any other person around him. That is the example of the person who does not even raise his head. Rasul says, وَذَٰلِكَ مَثَلُ مَنْ لَمْ يَرْفَعْ بِذَٰلِكَ رَأْسًا. He does not even raise his head to the hidayah that Allah has given, to the sunnah that I have brought. وَلَمْ يَقْبَلْ هُدَى اللَّهِ. And he did not accept the guidance of Allah Ta'ala, الَّذِي أُرْسِلْتُ بِهِ, with what I was sent. So in this hadith we understand the importance of sunnah again. That Rasul came as a practical example for us. What did he bring? He brought hidayah for us, guidance in every aspect of our life. He brought knowledge. Without knowledge, a person cannot practice on deen correctly. A person has to make salat. He has no knowledge of the masail of salat. So his salat will not become perfect. Roza, zakat, hajj, umrah, nikah, doing transactions, dealings, you opening a shop, a business. If you don't have ilm, knowledge, you don't take the hidayat Rasulullah has brought, and the sunnah, which is the sunnah way of life, then a person will not get reach his destination easily. And the last group, or the third group, was those who discard the sunnah. They don't bother with the sunnah. May Allah protect us from being from such people. May Allah give us a tawfiq of being such people who learn the knowledge of deen, of shariat, Quran and hadith. They imbibe it, they practice upon it, and they pass it on to others. An Jabir radiyallahu anhu qala, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mathali wa mathalukum kamathali rajulin awqada naran فجعل الجنادب والفراش يقعن فيها وهو يذبهن عنها وأنا آخذ بحجزكم عن النار وأنتم تفلتون من غيري من يدي. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah gives example, مثلي ومثلكم, my example. See, we find in Quran and in hadith a lot of examples are given for us to understand. In this hadith Rasulullah is saying my example and your example, and this is my example as a Nabi, a guide. And your example as an ummati is like a person who kindled a fire. So he lit a fire. And the moment he kindles his fire, فَجَعَلَ الْجَنَادِبُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَا فِيهَا. Immediately, locusts and butterflies or moths, they became attracted towards this light of the fire. And they came towards this fire and they began to fall into this fire. So they're beginning burnt. So what does this man do? وَهُوَ يَذُبُّهُنَّ عَنْهَا. And this man who lit this fire, of course, to get warm for himself, or he wanted to cook something, when he saw that these locusts and these moths are coming towards this fire, and they're going to fall into this fire, he began to ward them off. He began to move them off, saving them from falling into this fire. He says, that's my example. The fire of Jahannam has been kindled, it is burning. O Ummati, you are falling into the fire of Jahannam. Instead of going to Jannat, you are coming towards Jahannam, and what am I doing? I'm pushing you away from Jahannam. I do not want to see you falling into Jahannam. And this was the life of Rasulullah, day and night. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. He would guide his entire ummah. He could not see and tolerate any person passing away without iman. And that is why we find that a youngster, a Yahudi, a Jew, he's passing away. Rasulullah goes to visit him on his deathbed. And Rasulullah tells him to accept iman, give him da'wat. And the person, this boy, is very, very inclined. He looks at his father to see what his father says. The father says, "Ati'ab al-Qasim." It obey Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even though the father was a Yahud. And the boy recites the kalima. He dies with iman. Rasulullah leaves the home with such happiness. He says, "Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah
who saved this boy from the fire of Jahannam. Quran is replete with such verses. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ That perhaps you are killing yourself, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you see people don't bring iman. Day and night, this was the fikr, the concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every ummati of mine must be safe from the fire of Jahannam. So this is the example. Rasulullah then says, وَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ I'm holding you very, very severely with a hard grip around your waist, your hips. Ulama explain, if you hold somebody, you're trying to see, you are saving somebody, you're holding by his hand, and you don't want him to do something wrong, you're putting him away from the wrong, but he's still intending the wrong, he can still break loose, and he can push your hand away. But if you hold him by his waist, you got a full grip. How we see wrestlers fighting, they hold the person by the opponent by the waist, rather than the hand, because he can just push the opponent with his hand. So Rasul says, وَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ I'm holding you by your waist very, very tightly. وَأَنْتُمْ تَفَلَّتُونَ مِنْ يَدَيَّ أو تُفَلِّتُونَ مِنْ يَدَيَّ You are still escaping. You still want to come out of my hands. My concern is you must be safe from Jahannam. But it is your shahwat, your carnal desires, your nafs and shaitan that is putting you away from me towards Jahannam. You still want to go to Jahannam. Rasul says, my fikr is to bring you away, take you away from Jahannam and save you like this man pushing away these locusts and these moths. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and to make amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah SAW. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will save us from Jahannam. Naqsh qadam nabi ki hai, jannat ki raaste, Allah se milate hai, sunnat ki raaste. The footsteps of Rasulullah SAW, this is the way toward Jannah. You follow the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will take you into meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving you success in the akhirat. It will give you Jannah. May Allah give all of us Jannah al Firdaus. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah. Inshallah, from tonight, just for about 20 minutes, inshallah, the Islahi Majlis that we used to have before, after Isha, is very important for all of us to try and have tazkiyah.